Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. It's time for today's pregame interview as we get set for a doubleheader between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. I'm Javik Blake, and as always on Fridays, we're joined by the manager, Mike Guerrero. Skip, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Last time we talked to you, you were at 1,399 wins. Now you're at 1,402. How special has it been the past couple of days and ever since Sunday, getting the outpouring of congratulations and support from not only the Brewers system, but around minor league baseball on reaching that special number, 1,400?
Well, first of all, I gotta give thanks to everyone that's been a part of it, coaching staff, players, and you know, it's actually reflects on them, and they're a big part of allowing me to be the bus driver, like I said last Sunday. And you know, I appreciate it. I think this is a tribute to all of them, a tribute to all the good players, and we're able to, you know, plant a seed to all of them and get into the, a lot of them get into the big leagues and becomes a winning teams in the big leagues. So that's part of our job. That's what we're striving for. And trust me, it's for me, it's not a big deal because I want all of them to be successful. And this is just, and I do think winning is part of it. You know, I think the best teacher in baseball is winning, because that reflects that you're, as a player, doing something, learning the right way to do. So it can reflect in your career and in the big leagues.
One of the big things, too, in the Brewers system is you have a ton of experience, and in AAA, Rick Sweet has a ton of experience. How important is it for player development to have yourself, to have Rick in AAA, to mentor these players with over 50 years of experience between you two?
Well, that's the good thing about it. We're obviously in the Brewers organization, we have a great situation when it comes to the managers, not just in the upper levels, but in the lower levels, like A-Roll and Stevens. They're pretty good baseball guys. They know what they're doing, and you know, I think the Brewers are in a really good situation when it comes to staff and managing the ball games, and we do represent in reality and have the longevity in this game to transfer all that experience into our players.
One of the big things too was on Sunday, Wade Miley the opportunity to make a rehab start with the Shuckers. How much fun was it to watch him just carve up bats for five innings?
Wade is a guy that, obviously, we had it in Biloxi before, and I had a good relationship with him. But watching him and being healthy and being able to pitch the way he does, it's actually, you know, it gives us a good example how you need to do it to get to that level, to get to the next level that is the big leagues. You know, that, I think it was fun. And just to show our players, our pitchers, and everybody else what everything is all about.
Well, how important is that to have a guy set an example like Wade, who's been in the big leagues for 13 years with a younger team, an average age in the lineup side that's just over 22 years old? The pitching staff isn't much older. How important is that to have an older guy come down from the big leagues and for guys to see firsthand what it takes to succeed for plenty of years at the big league level?
Well, you know, sometimes as a player, when you don't experience that, you think that the big leagues is like extraterrestrial thing, you know, and they're human just like you, but they're able to control their body, execute, pitch, compete, and being able to don't pitch with feelings, but with convictions and being able to control. That's why a bit worse came, you know, and we always, you're going to hear it a lot, is behavior over feelings. You got to play this game with behavior, not feelings. Results.
A fun thing, too, for you was you got to break the news to Abner Uribe that he was going to AAA after the game on Sunday. How much fun is that part of your job, telling a guy he's getting promoted?
Well, it's actually what makes it fun is the big part is when somebody has already overcome the adversity that he has gone through the last couple of years, and for him to be able to do that, and you know, giving the news after a good performance, I think is that what makes it, that's what everything's all about.
How big of a smile does it put it on your face after a year last year where he only made two appearances, got hurt, wasn't able to play a full season, comes out this year and is nothing but terrific?
Well, it's you know, that's what we're striving. It gave us a little scare earlier, but you know, he's able to overcome that adversity, and now he's on his way. He's in Triple A on his way to. Probably, hopefully, he can pitch the same way he did here and get on his way to the big leagues.
Well, I feel like 103 miles an hour plays at any level of baseball.
Yeah, but you know, in the higher levels, velocity in reality does not intimidate hitter. The big leagues, velocity doesn't intimidate hitters. Where you throw it is what intimidates hitters. And you know, the area, are you consistent? Are you able to execute your pitch? Because big league hitters don't chase as much. But you got to be able, it's like a realtor that you're selling a state, right? It's, everything is about location, location, location. Now, location will intimidate hitters. Are you ever able to throw the pitches in those certain locations?
Well, we're looking forward to the opening of Abner Uribe Real Estate Group, hopefully at American Family Field in Wisconsin.
Well, that's how pitching is everything about location. Location, 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 Betty.
Well, Skip, thanks much for joining us today.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits coming up next.